Yeah, we're up to Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. We just thought over again from last Mishnah. In last Mishnah of Yizayinim Beis, so it says again, Oichel Shenitma Biava Tuma. We have an Oichel that becomes a Rishon Tuma because it touched an Ava Tuma, or else for Shenitma Bavlara Tuma. An Oichel that's a Sheni Tuma because it touched the Rishon Tuma. So these two Oichels, one's a Rishon, one's a Sheni, the Locher is Mitzdar from Zem Zem. You can put the two of them together. If you only have a chatzik beitz of one and a chatzik beitz of the other together, you have a kibetz of l'tama b'kal shabishneim. They're both in the mouth of the loch now like a sheni l'tumah. So it's considered like you have a beitz's worth of a sheni l'tumah, that now if it touches truma, it'll pass on truma, or if it touches kach, we'll make it into a shlishi l'kredish. Now, kol ha'ichlam, all different types of food, is mitzdar from zeh mzeh, they're all mitzdar from together, lifsal ha'gviya b'kachatzi pras. That's a loch of them with the Rabbanon. If an Adam eats tamadika food, so if he eats a chatzi pras, a pras is a half a loaf of bread, let's say a loaf of bread is 6 eggs, so half of that a pras is 3 eggs. So if he eats the size of a chatzi, half of 3, 1.5 eggs worth of oichel tamayim, your goof becomes tamay with the Rabbanon. Also, on the get the truma, the pasul truma, so all different types of oichlim together, it's mitzvah for if you eat them together, because a beitz of a chatzi worth of it. The same thing also, v'mozoin shtei sudas leiruf. Look, if you want to eruf tchumim to walk outside the city, tchum of the city, before Shabbos you have to put down the shtei sudas. So those shtei sudas can be made up from all different types of food. Doesn't have to be only bread, it can be made up of all oichlim on mitzvah for. Okay, beitz Letame Tumas Eichlim. Who adin a beitzah's worth of food is metama, could be metama other food. So you need a kebeitzah's worth of oichel tmeim. It doesn't have to be a beitzah's worth of one. It could be a kebeitzah's worth of a few of them, a few different oichels together. It's mitarfen together, letame Tumas Eichlim. Okay, Gregris Loit Soy Shabbos. Lochers on Shabbos, if you carry out food, it has to be the size of the Gregris dried out fig. So that's the sheer how much food you have to carry it on Shabbos. So it doesn't have to be from one food. It can be made up from all different types of foods. As long as you carry out together the size of a gregorous worth of food on Shabbos, you be chayiv. Or the Shabbos v'yom kippurim. The yisli chayiv chorus of eat on Yom Kippur, you have to eat the size of a kasev, the size of a date. So it doesn't have to be of one food. All different oysters are mitarfin to mechayiv you eat a kasev's worth of food on Yom Kippur. Now also call Hamashkin Mitzarfim Zuim Zu Lifsala Sagviya Bravia. Just like we had before in the beginning of the Mishnah, that if a person eats Oichlam Tameim, he becomes Tamei. The same thing with Rabbanim, if you drink Mashkim Tameim, if you drink liquid, it's Tamei. If you drink a Revias of it, you become Tamei. So how much do you have to drink a Revias of Mashkim Tameim? It doesn't have to be of one Mashka. All Mashkim together can Mitzarfim to make the Shear of Revias. On Yom Kippur, if you drink on Yom Kippur, you chayiv koras. How much do you have to drink to be chayiv? A mother lugma of a mouthful. So this mouthful is not only of one liquid, and all different type of liquids can even starve to make up the shear of a mother lugma to be chayiv koras on Yom Kippur. Now the Gemara says, Tanya, learn like this. Rabbi Shimon says, Ma tam, what's the reason? She'ev she l'shein ishiyasa rishon. The reason why in the ratio we say that a tomei oicho rishon and a tomei oicho shen is mitztarfin, so the Shimon says al girsriz sheef shel shen is shias rishon because a sheni lutuma could become into a rishon lutuma. So when I said, is that true? Omikov a sheni rishon, does a sheni make a rishon? Holy yesh, it's not possible. If we know at most a sheni can make a shlishi, but a sheni cannot make a rishon. So what is Rabbi Shimon saying? That's the reason why the ratio of the Mishnah says them and start from together. So Rabbi says, rather, my Rabbi says like this, Hoki Kama. This is what Rabbi Shimon meant to say. Migorim l'sheni, la rishon. What caused the sheni to become a sheni? Wasn't it the rishon l'tuma? Therefore, since the rishon could cause the sheni to become a sheni, that's a throw that a rishon could also be in star of with the sheni l'tuma. Ravashi says like this, Rishon v'sheni l'gabish lishi b'nei chodah biktinu. A Rishon and a sheni negeir to make a shlishi, they're both in the same category. Pashat geret. Just like a sheni can make a shlishi, Rishon should also be able to make a shlishi. So since they're both in the same category, that's what the Mishnah says, they're mitarfin together. Here, now the Mishnah says, in Daf Yud Ches, Amud Aleph on top, that a orlo uklai kerim. Ola, that's fruit that grew the first 3 years. Or Klai, Kermi of Klai in the vineyard. So they're both also banor, both also teat. So our Mishnah says, Mitzrafim zem zeh. If you eat a chatzik gezayis from this and a chatzik gezayis of that, you get malchus. Then mitzrafim together. Rashi says the same way we said, but tigu b'noiser, he roasted them mitzrafim to be over love. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says, "Ein mitzrafim, no, they're not mitzrafim." So Mor asks the question, "O mitzarch Rabbi Shimon, let's rufe korim to Rabbi Shimon. Do you have to have like a shear to be chayiv malchus? See the kizayis worth of vola, kizayis worth of klai kerem. Today, since each one was only chatzik gezayis, he says not mitzrafim together. Is that true? That why shouldn't there be mitzrafim? Because you only have the chatzik gezayis of each one. Mash mekorim to Rabbi Shimon yipota. Fredik Mor, is that true? I v'tani v'loj Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says." That kol shulam malchus, if Shimon is the one that says that for an oinish malchus is enough for kol shul, you don't have to have a kezayis. If Shimon shetir is all Easter achila, when the Torah says an achil, even a kol shul is called an achila. So what does Shimon mean to say in the Mishnah stam mitzaref? So the Torah says rather to me, learn like this, ain't tzrichim mitzaref. Learn in the Mishnah better that according to Shimon you do not need a tziref. Because according to Shimon you chayiv each one separately for a kol shul. Now the Mishnah says, Ha beged, a cloth. Fi ha sack, that's a sack. Or else ha sack, a sack, the orange skin. Or else or, these all things, the clay kalim, made from skin. Or, vi ha mafetz, an or, a skin, and a mafetz with a mat. Es kulo mitzarfim zem zeh. Or mitzarfim zem zeh, le kabel tumma. Rashi says, ha beged shu mitama gimel etzpos gumetz voice. Locals, if you have the beggar that's three its boys by three its boys, if a mace touches it, it becomes tummy. If you have a sack, if you have a sack, there the shear, the kabbal tumas, to be four tfachim by four tfachim. Let's say you have only three tfachim of a sack, and you have another tefach of a beggar mitzurf, so together it's good, like you have four tfachim here, it'll have to be big enough to be a kabbal tumma. The same thing actually says, a beggar mitzurf for a sack, I mean, like it says, shakal shabishnei, we'll see, liabo alabo, each one's a star for the other, and the same thing, a sack and a star with the or, even though an or needs five tvachim by five tvachim, the same thing a mappet needs six tvachim by six tvachim. So the more kind one is a star with the more chomedic one. That's a lot of kulam and star from zem zeh. To make up a sheer baker from a kabbal tumma. The question is why, before we end the Mishnah, when the lochas or the shurim are different and I'm a star together. So this the Mishnah says, Amr Shimon, Shimon says, Matam, what's the reason why here all these different types of cloths, like the Godram and Star of Zel is there? If they shen ruyin the Tamav Moshev, because it's possible they should all have the same shear for Tumas Moshev. Tumas Moshev means if a Zav sits on it, so there the loch is, as long as you have the size of a Tefach by a Tefach, it's Rola Kabu Tumas Moshev. Like we'll soon see in the Gemara, if you have a Kli that's made, Lekatrila, to be Moshev, to a Zav should sit on it, then even though it's made up from all different materials, or each material by itself, as long as you have a tefach by a tefach, it's enough to mekabel tumas meishav. So since nogeya tilchas tumas meishav, we all have the same shear, therefore even now, to make it serif to mekabel tumas ameis, we also say it's sufficient for one to mitzarif to the shear of the other one. Now the Gemara says, Tony will learn like this, kitza mikulun, if you cut off different material from different pieces, like here, you cut off a piece of a beged, a piece of a sack, a piece of a sack, a piece of a skin, and kitza mikula and shloisha. For some civilians, should not be girls the word shloisha. Just kitza mikula means you cut off from all these materials and you made it together. For your main beggar, you made yourself a beggar out of all these materials, lemishkav, to sit on. So then shloisha. Then it has to be the size of three tfachim at three tfachim, and I'll be mekabel tumas mishkav. Lemoishav, tefach, you want to have a tumas. Moishav, it means the chetchilu you're making this beged right now that they should sit on it, azav should sit on it. That's enough to have the size of a tefach. You put all these materials together, you have a tefach by a tefach, will be makabel tuma. Liyachiza, if you want to use something, Rashi says just to hold, put around your finger to protect yourself when you're weaving, that the string should not hurt yourself. Then kol shu, even a little bit, because that's fit to be used, and that's a kli to makabel tuma. Ma'alachiz, what does it mean to hold on to? Omar Rish Lakish, Omar Rabbiani says, Shekein Oymid Lenavlo, that they use this now to hold to weave with. Like when you weave and the string shouldn't hurt your finger, you put a little cloth around your finger to protect yourself when you're weaving. So this little cloth is fit to be used around your finger. Rashi says, you can roll wise the beged, log gashu machle kamatva, when you want to smooth out the threads for nariga. And then not to hurt yourself, you put a little beged around your finger, no matter how small it is, even a mashu, it's fit le kabotuma. But masnisaton, the brisa we learned, people that cut down figs also, they don't want the hands to get dirty, Rashi says, from the honey that will come out from it, the juice will come out from it, so they also put little material around their fingertips. So if that's the purpose of using this, even a small amount of a mashu is also fit to be used. That's called the beged, it'll be makabel tuma. Now that's what it says here, if you cut out and put the pieces together for a beged of mishka, but shloisha, Rashi says, the mishka Rashi says it means kolaymar. And chishev olav la'asos la'mishkav mizgon la'toifroi b'ksos. You want to tie it on or patch it into a ksos, into your pillow or into a blanket. Im yesh b'yos the beged shloish al shloish oil b'roi la'asos imenu tloi l'ksos. You can make it for a patch into your ksos, into your pillow. Shenikra smetam mishkav mishkav. And same thing im yechishev l'moishe Rashi says la'asos etlo l'beged im yesh b'yos the beged tefach al tefach metam mishum zav. That's the moishav of the zav will be metama by a tefach on a tefach. Hadron alecho kochim zech. So Kopon has to swear in the Mishnah more b'shur means to say that the mitzdarfin, since the rule of time of a moishav means for this tumas moishav, you see, they all have the same shear. If you cut off and make the beggar together, one size is mekabel tumas moishav. Now the Mishnah says, ha'nene mina hegdish. If somebody has hanor from Hegdish, shav a pruta is worth of hanor of enjoyment, afo pishloi pogam, even though he did not ruin the chayfuchel Hegdish, he didn't ruin it, didn't make any pagam in it, still mol yirovu the yisamila for taking hanor from Hegdish. Tibir Rabbi Akiva, these are words of Rabbi Akiva. The chachomim oim and the chom say though, kol dovish yesh by pagam, anything that has the pagam means that when you use it, it gets ruined. It's a derech for it to get ruined. Then loy more lach yivkam. You're only over the istamila. If when you use it, you ruin it. You take and make it worth less. But for shame by pkam, things that do not get ruined by using it, then the klal is kivun shenen. As soon as you have enough from it, more you're over the istamila. Kate said, how does this come about? Nos no katla b'tzavor. Let's say you put a necklace around your neck, or else tabas b'yodo. You took a ring from Hegdish, put on your hands. You took a golden cup from Hegdish, and you drank from it. So these things usually do not get ruined when you use them. Therefore, here, everybody agrees, Kivun Shenen Mol, as soon as you have Anor from it, worth a Shavu Pruton, you're over the Yisamila. What's going to be Lovish Becholik? Let's see, you put on a jacket. Kisa Betalis, you cover yourself with a talis. Biko Bekardim, you bang with a hammer of Hegdish. Here, these things get ruined when you use them. Therefore, over here, the Chum say that Loimor Lach Yifkum, you're only over this Samila, if when you used it, you ruined it also. You have to make it Pagam, and two things. How you have to have Hanor worth a Shabapruta, and also it has to be a Pagam. Now the Mishnah says, Hanene Menachatis. Somebody has Hanor from a Korban Chatis that we had before when it's a Baal Mum. Kishichai, when it's alive, loymo lach yifkam. Since this chatas right now is a balmum, it's aimed to be poido, that's like a kedusha's domim on it, and therefore you're not over the yisamila until you ruin the value of it. You have to be pogam, do something to it. But kishimesa, once the chatas dies, then you can't be poido anymore, then it's not aimed to be domim anymore, then it's just a kedusha of itself, then the klal is kivin shenen amol, as soon as you have a nor from it, even without ruining it, without making a pagam, then also you'll be over the Yisamila. So I call part of the ratio to Machloikas to Rabbi Kiva, the Chobman Toshid, that Rabbi Kiva says you always over the Yisamila just with Nena. The Chobman says, no, if it's a Dov, it's Yesh, but Pagam, Pagam, you're not over the Yisamila until you have a Pagam, until you ruin it. Now the Gemara says, Tony, what's in a price like this though? That Moedu Rabbi Kiva, the Chobman, Rabbi Kiva agrees to Chobman, that the Dov, it's Yesh, but Pagam, something that by using it usually gets ruined, that you need a Pagam. So the Gemara asks the question, for my kol pligi, if so, what's the machlokes between the Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim? Kurachom say the same thing also. They also say there's something that needs a pagan. You're not obligated to submit to your pagan. So what should the key to say not like that? So more like this. Omar Rav says, I'll tell you, Belavush Mitzio Umilmolai. So Machlekes is a middle clothing and a very fine, soft clothing. So Rashi says it means like this. Your undershirt that you wear, your underclothing, they type to get ruined. From rubbing against your body, they get ruined. That everybody agrees is called Dovah Sheish by Pekan. Your outer clothing also, since you rub and it gets cut, that's also considered a Dovah Sheish by Pekan. The question is, though, the middle clothes like a shirt that doesn't get rubbed so much. So here at Samach Lekas, and it's a very fine material, is this called a Dovah that's Oymed LePekan or not? Sat Samach Lekas. So this, Rashi explains like this. The Omer Rav Ablavush Mitzir, Rashi says, to learn love is tamei b'chutz. It's not something we're in the outside. Legamri, the levush achitz and pogam liyater. That's like a coat that you wear on the outside. That gets ruined very fast. And also, learn legamri b'fnim. Not talking about like an undershirt that's very close to the body. Somak lipsaroi. Do not mi pogam. Also, according to everybody, gets ruined very fast. Shemeschachich lebos. It touches your skin. Elu the machloekas series lebelavush belavush. Shelovish pentayim, looks like a shirt. In between your undershirt and your jacket. Bein malbush elyon ubein atachto in shein anifka matzvan ruba. That your shirt doesn't get ruined for a long time. Sefta machlekes. Rashi says, umilmoli means the beged shofishtim was a flax beged. Shedak piyos, a very thin. Kremina begitin. Dovram nimlo. Skips, that's the machlekes over here. This called the dovish shesh by pekamanat. That the kiva holds, these things don't get ruined so fast. So therefore, these things are considered like you don't need a pagam. And that's what Rabbi Kiva means in the Mishnah. That you're over the Yisra Mila on these things, just having hanor from them without ruining them. The Chum say, no, this middle clothing, the shirt is also called something that gets ruined. And therefore, they hold you not over the Yisra Mila until you ruin it. That's the Machlekes. But other things that are really aimed to be ruined, even according to Rabbi Kiva, you're only over the Yisra when you actually ruin it. Now the Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan by this. The Pesuk says, Nefesh Echod. It says, Nefesh, the person Nefesh Kisim Amol, you're over the Yisra Mila. So we darsh Nefesh means Echod HaYochid, V'Yechod HaNosi, V'Yechod HaMashiach. Whether regular Jew, whether the Nosi, the Melech, or whether the Meshuach, the Kohen HaGadol, if they have Hanor from Hegdish, they're over the Yisra Mila. Nefesh means anybody. Then the Pesuk says, Kisim Amol. And you, if you take Hanor from Hegdish, you enjoy taking something from Hegdish. Izein mol elo shinui. The Lashon mol means changing it. You have to change the Dovashel Hegdish. That's what the word mol means. Like you took the Hegdish and you used it. You changed it. You took it out from Hegdish into Chulin. That's what the word mol means. And the Chenu Eivet Apostle also says, Ish ish kishiste ishtoi umol amol. Says by Parsha Vasait also, she made a milah on the husband. Means she changed, she went away from her husband. She has nus with somebody else, that's a saita. For Yom, another pasuk says, Vayimo belahei avasayim also, they went away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Vayiznu achrei abom, they went after the Avodah Zarah. So you see, a lashon of mol means you make a change. You go away from Hashem to an Avodah Zarah. There also, the Hegdish also means you took something out of Hegdish, away from Hegdish, for your own use. You made a shinui from Hegdish to your own use. That's the Yisra Mila. Now the Gemara says, Yochel, I would have thought to say, Pogam v'loy neno, let's say you just ruined the Dovashel Hegdish, but you didn't have enjoyment from it. Maybe for that alone you're over the Yisra Mila. Or neno, maybe you had a no from it, but v'loy pogam, you didn't ruin it. Or else, v'mechub l'kak, let's say something, Hegdish owns a tree, and you have hanor from the tree when it's still attached to the ground, maybe you're over the Yisra Mila. Or else, v'shliach shoshos tehusai. Let's say you appointed a shliach, and he did what you told him to. Maybe the shliach is chayiv and not the mishalech. And we'll soon see, no, we hold that by Mila, there's a chiddush that you say, yesh shliach advar avera, the mishalech, the one that sent is chayiv. How do I know all this? Tamlem, the pasuk says, v'chato, says loshin chato by Mila. The Gemara says, "V'nema chet b'truma, v'nema chet b'mila." It says the word chet by the parsha of truma, and it says the word chet by the parsha of mila, being nena from Hegdish. So we learn out one from the other, and therefore, ma chet ha'ma b'truma, just like by the parsha of truma. If Zayar eats truma, So over there, what's the avera there? If you eat the truma, so over there means poigim venena, that you are poigim means you ruined the truma, you ate it up, and also you had enjoyment from it. That's when you chayav the yisa truma. Or misha poigim nena, the one that was poigim, the one that ate it, he's the one that had the enjoyment of it. Or vedovisha poigim boy nena. And in the thing that you are poigim, you had enjoyment from that itself, not from two different things. Or bekimosa v'yanosa kiecha, it comes all together. Because b'shash you eat it, you're having yehanoah, that's when you ruin it also. Or v'tolish minakarka. Truma is only chal something you picked off the ground. When it's still growing, you can't be mafet truma on it. Or v'shliach shoshash lichusoy. We know the parasha of truma, you're allowed to make a shliach to make truma for you. Atam gamatam, we're not the parasha of shlichus from truma. If so, af chet, the same thing when the Torah says the word chet. Hova b'milo, it says in the parasha of milo, if you have anoch and hegdish, it's the same halacha. Poigim venena, that you're only chayiv if you do two things. You have to be poigim, like ruin it, and also have anoch from it. You have to do both things for hegdish. Or at least the dover that it's possible to ruin it, you're only chayiv when you ruin it. Omisha pogam nena, and the one that made the pogam, he has to have the enjoyment from it. Uvadovisha poigim venena, from the same thing that you have the that you ruin, that's the thing you have to be pogam from also. Yeah. Upkimosa vienosa kechot, and the chur has to be from this lach altogether. That the same time you ruin it, you have to have a no, like the eating. The same time you ruin it, you have a no from it. Uvetolish minakark, also, the yisimil is only things that are detached from the ground, but not something that's growing. The hegdishong, the tree, there's no yisimil. Over shliach shoshes lichusai, or then if you make a shliach to take be mitzi milo, so the mashalech, the one that sent it is chayiv. The exeras kosev yechet chet mitruma, and here you say yei shliach l'dvar aveiru. So that's what we know so far. That's this klal that by milo also yoni oiver the aveiru. If you do two things, you have to be pogamit and have an offer from it. But one without the other, you would not be chayiv. Now the Gemara says, if so, Ainli ela oichol venena. Maybe only the person that eats it has to have enough from it. Oichol venena. Minan, how do we know to say? Rasha different gersus yachilosoi, or else oichol venena bedov shem bedgam. Minan, how do we know to say achilosoi? For achilos chaveroi. How do we know to say by the isse milikum star of your eating and your friend's eating? That even though your friend eats because of you, if it's worth a shavah pruta together, you're chayiv. Whereas, how do you know to say, hani yosoi, v'yani es chaveroi? That you can mitzvah if you're hanor from hegdish, and if your friends have hanor from hegdish, you're chayiv. Hani yosoi, if you have enjoyment from hegdish, v'yachil es chaveroi, and you make your friend eat it, eat the rest of the shavah pruta. Whereas, achil osoi, you're eating, v'yani yosoi chaveroi, your friend's having hanor. How do we know all these cases from start from zem zeh? A dikrit is not like truma. How do we know mila is different? And also, afil is man maruba. That we say you're over the yisra mila if you have a no from hegdish, where the shema pruta, you don't have to have the no all at one shot. You could have a little bit today, a little bit tomorrow, even in a long time. How do I know in all these cases still yichayiv minayin? Talmudem, the posik says, timal mol, an extra posik. Timal mol means mikom hakim. Is any type of enjoyment you have from Hegdish, as long as it's worth a Shabbat Pruta, even though it took you a long time to have it, and even though it's you and your friend together, still you're chayiv. Now we go right and explain it more. If so, ima chet, omer b'truma, maybe just like it says the chet by truma, loitzir of shte achilus kechot, you can't be mitzvah of two achilus together. By truma, you have to eat a kezayis of truma v'vasachas, meaning a kezayis of shte achilus pras. If you wait more than 2 or 3 minutes, you're not chayiv. So maybe af chet tomav mi, maybe the same thing should apply to Amidah also. That loitzir of shtei achilus kechot, if you eat a chatzi pruta is worth now, and 2 hours later you didn't eat another chatzi pruta, maybe you're not be chayiv mila, and I'm starif. Minan, how do we know to say yes? That ochal hayom, if you eat today, and even more than that, if you ochal amocha, even eat the rest tomorrow, or else a few is not ruin, maybe even 2 or 3 weeks from now. I don't know what to say, it's all one big shegeg, that you take a chayiv. On this again, Talmudim, when the Pesach says by Mila, Timal mor mikom hakom. Any type of hanoi you have from Hegdish, you're chayiv for. Further, ima no shir, as long as you don't have the yedi in between. as long as it's all one forgetting, as long as you don't realize it in between, no matter how long it takes, like a year, or even starve. That's the Sloshin, Tim al Mol Mikom Hakim. As long as you had Hanor from Megdish, worth of Sheva Pruta at all different times, Yechayiv. Further, Ima Chet Tama Betruma, I would have thought to say, just like I said, the word Chet by Truma, Shigimasa Vinosa Kechot, that you have to ruin it and have Hanor from at the same time, like eat it. Minan, how do we know to say here that by Hegdish is not that way? That the Achilos of Achilos Chaveroi, you could starve half of your Achilos, half of your friend's Achilos. Piafilu, more than that, Mikan Gal Cholashim, even after 3 years. Minan, again, Tamlam, the same Jerusha, Tim Amor Mikomakam. Mikomakam, any type of a meal you have, you be chayif. Ima Chetam Matrumo Achiotam and Hegdish, the Choyal, that's a little bit different. Here, let's just see the bottom toys here. Tell you the bottom Tosha says that after we say Achilos of Achilos Chaveroi, we can starve your eating and your friend's eating. The Tosha says the Maariv is talking about Shehechel Es Chaveroi, you fed your friend, Shenosan Atoich Piv, you put into your friend's mouth. That's all. So by you putting it into his mouth, it's called you a Maitziyat Lechul, and that's why you chayiv. But you can't explain Lek Lefrushai Achilos Chaveroi means Ayadei Shlichus. That's like a Shliach for you. That you tell your friend to eat, and since he eats, you're chayiv, because that's the gemara. Because in Behegish we say yeshiv v'aveirom by mila. There's that you can't say, because the modern Ketushin says that you don't find any place by Yisr Hanor that zenen v'zem is chayiv. That if you tell your shliach to go eat chayiv or to eat be nana from Hegdish, so we don't say since he's nana you're chayiv. That we don't say. So over here, when the Gemara says Achilos of Achilos Chaveroi, here it means to say that not that your friend's mamish eating it, but the fact you put it into his mouth, that's the Etzol Hegdish. In Amitai says Shem Yeshleim Lagame Deshlichus Goin Shetzivas Chaveroi Lito. You told your friend pick it up, Velechot eat it. So when your friend picks up the Hegdish from Midiagbe, as soon as he picks it up, Kanya, he's kinder it. Omol is over the Yisamila Koydom Achila Kapira Shambatayseftah. So the kids say here also, not we're talking about that your friend really eats and his hanor is the star of you hanor, because your friend, you can't be chayy for your friend's hanor. That's the gemara kedushin. When he's nena, you can't be chayy from it. The very hanor, he has the hanor, not you. But here what we mean with star of meaning, when you give him teeth, like before he eats it, he picks it up. So when you pick up hegdish, you're also like kinder it. That's also called an istamili be mitzi from hegdish. So for that alone, you chayy. That's the chiddush. You can starve your chatzi pruta and your friend's chatzi pruta, since you told them to pick it up for you. That's called the dinner for you. You can starve the two together. Next time in this case, shalak you be over the yisamila. Then the more ends off was ima chetama betruma. Maybe yachiyotze mina kodesh lechol. Has the mamish by truma when you eat it. Rashi says the fish yekashoychol as a truma who mitzir lechulin. The mamish mitz lechul when you eat it. It's not there anymore. So maybe Achyotzim in HaKadosh L'Chol Min HaKadosh L'Kadosh Gon Loka Kinezov Kinezov is Kineyod Shekhlato Vimchapes Vashamay. Alright, we'll stop here.